This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, is in studio with us. And before we get started, Ryan, I just have to heap some praise on you because I listened to Wiggins America
this weekend
as I was driving back from Ohio. I got to listen in. And, I mean, it was all great. But that second segment was out of this world.
Yeah.
Maybe the best radio you've ever done.
Thank you very much. I think that one, if I recall, was the one where I replayed a portion of our conversation.
Oh, that must have been it. I knew there was something I enjoyed about that segment, but thank you for
that. So you enjoyed hearing you, is what you're saying.
Just kidding. I heard Kim on there, too, because it was our this segment from last week
that
Ryan
really
replayed
what you guys
on Wiggins
about.
America.
Yeah.
There are times that I say, well, I already discussed this, so why don't I just play back a portion of the discussion instead of rehashing the whole thing?
Well, we were talking, not harder. Thank you.
Ryan's really inspired by us.
About Ryan's investigative work, looking into those NGOs and where the money went and how it was effectively laundered till it got to wherever the Democrats wanted it to go.
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface on that stuff.
I know.
This next couple of years is going to be nuts.
Is your 300-year-old grandfather still getting Social Security?
I sure hope so. I hope so, because that'll at some point trickle down to me, I think.
I'm thinking it should, right?
What is the recompense going to be for all this? I mean, there's a congressman out. You probably have the sound this morning talking about how this stuff it has been definitely laundered overseas for years.
Yes.
And that's how they're doing it, through Social Security. I don't know how you bring somebody to justice who doesn't live in the United States, but there's a lot of people here who are going to be with hell to pay.
Yeah. Is that, you said it's cut number three, Carl?
It's Stephen Miller. Queued up?
Yeah, play it, please.
As we know, there's a massive amount of fraud in this country. You have, for example, foreign fraud rings. These are foreign nationals who come into the United States. They use fake Social Security numbers. They use fake identities to steal billions in taxpayer benefits. There's no way to know until DOGE gains full access exactly how much money we're talking about. But over a 10-year normal budget window, you could be talking about saving over $1 trillion by clamping down on massive fraud in our tax and entitlement systems, including, again, those carried out by organized fraud and theft rings. A very important point in all this is to understand that DOGE are subordinate staffers of the federal government. They are political appointees, just like me, just like everyone else in the White House, that serve and answer to the president. So we're not talking about an outside private entity. We're talking about the existing federal staff of the federal government performing their statutory and constitutional duty.
Wow. Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller, didn't recognize
the voice there. It's stunning because the Democrats' immediate excuse is, well, just because he claims it doesn't mean it's true. Just because he showed us a statistic with thousands of 130-year-old people getting Social Security payments, since the oldest person on record was 122, shouldn't somebody at the IRS or Social Security have thought, maybe we should check into the veracity of this?
Seems like one of those inspector generals that they have, you know, these like 300 people there that are just there to oversee, you know, the making sure they're all not fraudulent.
You have one job.
What have you been doing? Well, because the president down didn't care.
They didn't want it uncovered. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's a mess, and it just keeps getting worse every day. It's more blatant, and every day the Democrats complain about it. You know, the American people, old Joe sitting at home who just got back from his job on a bulldozer all day is looking at it thinking, I bust my butt every day to buy eggs, and they're wasting millions of dollars, and they don't care.
We had a great presentation at church this weekend where a charity, we were able to give $23,000 to a foster care charity.
Oh, nice.
And they presented that on the stage. They said, thank you, everybody who gave year-end giving. This is a great gift. We're able to, and here's how many babies, we're going to affect lives. And I sat there thinking, $23,000. We all scraped together to make this gift happen. They're going to be able to operate for half a year on this, $23,000. And these NGOs are just pissing away. Can I say that?
It's true. Billions.
Billions and billions of your dollars that you worked for the same way as you did to give to your charity. And the amount that they've wasted, not just with corruption, but just waste, just that it didn't do anything, just drives me crazy.
The show that comes on before ours, they interviewed this guy named Rick Newman, and I don't remember which outlet he's from, but he clearly does not like Donald Trump, and they were talking about any sort of revenue that they could generate from the tariffs. And he, saying, well, of course, Trump hopes that they're going to do that to offset what he wants to do with, tax cuts. But he was saying how I think the number, if I'm remembering correctly, it was like $76 billion. And he's like, well, when you compare that to the trillions of dollars worth of debt, that's like a drop in the bucket. It's like, well, yeah, maybe. But why don't we like that? Like little things like that do add up. You can't just say that that's not going to be effective because it doesn't total the amount of $33 trillion. Nothing you can cut single-handedly is going to amount to that. You have to make those quote-unquote smaller cuts, which is still billions and billions of dollars, and that will eventually make a difference.
I hope. I hope they keep doing that anyway. What'd you bring in for us today, Ryan?
Well, are you a gamer?
I am not. I've watched my son game a lot over the years, and every time I try to do it, like on Call of Duty, I just end up walking around in a circle and somebody shoots me, so it's never worked out very well.
Kim, Carl, what about classic games? You guys, anybody classic gamers?
Yeah, like Mario Kart.
I mean, that's getting a little closer.
We're talking
going all the way back to
Pong.
The original.
I did Pong,
Pong
when
is,
I was a kid.
Pong is a little too far back.
Oh, okay, all right, just check
it. There's been big news in the game. I'm not really a gamer, but I love the nostalgia of it. Because I was an 80s kid, and I remember the arcades and stuff. And I still think arcades are cool. But some of these old games, there's these... It's called a kill screen. So you couldn't beat a game. You just got to where the coding ran out, and the game would just basically stop.
Just
it would
end.
Kill you.
Uh-huh.
And there was always glitches in the programming that caused these things. But it was like, oh, you beat Donkey Kong because you got to level 22... Because that's as far as you could get your guy because the timing would just run out. Well, somebody figured out after 44 years, and I've watched videos. I'll spend all weekend watching this. This is so fascinating. 44 years, these gaming communities are huge. Figured out how to beat the kill screen on Donkey Kong. So they unearthed five new levels that nobody had ever seen before on the original arcade Donkey Kong.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Because they figured out that the timer runs down real fast on the kill screen, so you have to beat it within that amount of time. And everybody thought it's impossible because it's like 11 seconds. There's no way to do it. Well, they found a way to climb up certain these broken ladders, if you remember the game. Like, some of the ladders were full, some were broken. They found a way to climb up some broken ladders quicker and do it frame by frame. They can, you know, analyze the game that quickly now. So they frame by frame figured out how to get Mario up to the top within that 11 seconds. And then it busted open all these new
five
levels.
Five new levels.
44 years that nobody's been able to do
were
that.
The people they that programmed levels? Those are probably dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Well, maybe they're still receiving Social Security checks.
It's right. Possible.
Yeah, they're very wealthy.
Were they kill levels as well? Or were they just
regular
levels?
No, they kind of, because of the way the programming is, it's like every time Donkey Kong throws a barrel, the timer ticks down. So when you get into the new levels, it would just kind of restart everything. But then five levels later, you hit another one where you can't get past.
I mean, this is a cool discovery, but this to me is the definition of somebody who has too much time in their hands. If this is their life goal, is to figure out how to get past the kill screen.
Absolutely. Although, keep in mind, these people are YouTubers too.
They probably make
and they'll
they
get millions and millions of views on these things. Because people are freaking out in the gaming world. How do you
even
do
that? That's fair. You're right. So I forget about the lucrative part of it.
Yes.
That all the time is not wasted.
But when you watch these videos, you realize this guy probably spent 8 hours just figuring out how to get like one ladder. You know, and then he'll spend the whole next week trying to figure out the next way to go up another couple frames, you know. So it does take an incredible amount
Honey,
of time.
What'd you do at work today?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'll show figured you. Out how I to climb defeated, up one rung of a ladder.
I defeated the kill switch in Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's great, honey. Thank you.
But I'm still impressed. I don't even care about
it's impressive.
I'm not the gaming guy, but when I saw that news story, I'm like, wow, that is incredible.
Yes.
It's basically cracking a code is how they
did
it. Yeah.
That's true. So Wiggins America's on 7 o'clock on Sundays, right?
7 o'clock Sunday nights.
Yeah.
7 o'clock Saturday morning.
That's when I listened was Sunday night. Well done, Ryan Wiggins.
We'll see if this makes a reappearance.
Good. It'll certainly boost the ratings if you do.
Right,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.